讲故事啊。
Tell a story.
讲一个亚马逊贝索斯的故事，也能够续上。
Tell a story of Amazon's Jeff Bezos.
我们昨天提到帕马特王宁讲那个道理，就是好消息。
Yesterday, King Ning of Pacorama mentioned that this was good news.
满天飞的时候，要能看到真问题。
When flying, you should be able to see the real problems.
要人在好消息当中呢
，to make sure that the good news is
发现事物的本质，就是抓住它的核心要素。
Discovering the essence of things is about grasping their core elements.
因为无论是在生活里还是在做事过程当中。
Whether you are in life or in the process of doing things,
其实我们都在面对这样的情况。
In fact, we are all facing such a situation.
包括我们也可以问问自己，到底什么是真能力？
Including what we can also ask ourselves is what is true ability.
什么样的真能力是真值钱？
What kind of true ability is valuable?
而且呢，真能力能抓住真机会和真机遇。
And of course, true ability can seize true opportunities and true opportunities.
当你能力和机会、机遇和欲望不匹配的时候呢
？When your abilities and opportunities don't match your desires and opportunities.
你就只能耍流氓啊
You're just a scoundrel.
你就只能靠别人。
You can only rely on others.
那你其实就会很痛苦。
Then you will definitely suffer.
成了呢你也不安心。
You're always restless.
拿不到呢
I can't get it.
当然你心里也很别扭。
Of course, you're also feeling a bit uneasy.
虽然说理想的状态并不一定天天契合
Although the ideal state may not always be perfectly aligned
但最终的稳定其实就是来自于我们的能力和机会
But the ultimate stability actually comes from our abilities and opportunities
机遇是匹配的甚至我们的观念和想法也要变一变
Opportunity is not just about matching, but also about changing our mindset and ideas.
比如说在今天这个社会
For example, in today's society,
所有的组织机构首先都是一个经济体。
All organizations are first and foremost an economic entity.
一个小家庭当然是一个经济体。
A small family is certainly an economy.
即便有一些组织和机构不一定负责挣钱的
Even if some organizations and institutions are not necessarily responsible for making money
他也要负责配置资源
But also responsible for configuring resources
它都是一个经济体
It is an economy
所以说并不存在第二种物理学也并不存在
Therefore, there is no second physics, and there is no
第二种数学也并不存在
There is no second kind of mathematics either
第二种管理学不是的真正的东西
The second type of management is not the real thing
它其实是一样用的
It's actually the same
2017年
2017
其实那个时候亚马逊已经是如日中天。
Actually, at that time, Amazon was already a rising star.
亚马逊的这个会议上
At this Amazon meeting.
一般来说啊
Generally,
无论你多大的事儿要把六页纸讲清楚。
No matter how big the task, you have to be able to explain it in 6 pages.
这个以后我们有机会再讲。
We'll talk about this again later.
这个会呢是一个核心高管的会议。
This meeting is a meeting of senior executives.
纸面的财务非常好看。
The financial statements are very good.
呈现的是2017年的财报。
This is the financial report for 2017.
所以这件事情发生在2017年到2018年之间。
So this event happened between 2017 and 2018.
好消息布满了整个财报上。
Good news is all over the financial report.
比如说2017年这个广告销售额达到了28亿美元。
For example, in 2017, the advertising sales reached $28 billion.
而且是每年的增长速度是 61% 啊。
And the annual growth rate is 61%.
什么概念？
What's the concept?
一年增长 61% 啊。
61% growth in one year.
这个两年就翻一倍多。
This has doubled in 2 years.
但是在如此好看的
But in such a beautiful up.
财务报表啊，这么好的局面面前。
In the face of such a good situation.
贝佐斯突然变脸了。
Jeff Bezos suddenly changed his mind.
就翻脸比翻书还快。
It's faster than flipping the book.
很简单。
Simple.
一个原因，就是你虽然呈现的是一个盈利的财务报表。
One reason is that even though you presented a profitable financial statement.
但是，是广告的盈利遮盖了其他关键的部分。
However, the profit from advertising obscures other key aspects.
而有一些东西其实应该从这个盈利表当中剔除。
And some things should actually be excluded from this profit statement.
然后在一众高管当中。
Then among the executives.
贝佐斯变脸，直接就质问。
Bezos directly questioned.
零售部门的这个财务主管叫斯蒂芬森，说
According to the financial manager of the retail department, Mr. Stephenson,
我要知道其他的数据。
I want to know other data.
比如说，我要知道2017年的、2016年的，人家这个主管们确实有本事，现场拿出这个智能手机上面那个计算器。
For example, I want to know about the people in 2016 who were in charge in 2017. They actually have the ability to bring this smartphone and the calculator on it on the spot.
守着所有人就啪啪在那算，算了五分钟。
Protect everyone, then have a quick run for 5 minutes.
这也算很厉害了。
This is pretty impressive.
这个斯蒂芬森啊，就把这个结果给算出来了。
Stephenson calculated this result.
就直接在会上拿出真东西，一串冰冷的数字。
He simply presented the cold, hard numbers right on stage.
然后，贝索斯是继续追问，2016年呢？
Then Bezos continued to ask about 2016.
2014年呢?
In 2014.
然后呢,有人就回忆这个场景。
Then someone would recall this scene.
说当时这个会议开的,就感觉整个会议室都结冰了。
I felt like the whole conference room was freezing when this meeting started.
就是其实这串数字被贝佐斯抓到之后呢
Actually, after Bezos caught this series of numbers,
一些事情所有人都意识到了。很简单。
Some things are so simple that everyone is aware of them.
如果没有这个广告的快速增长和营收
If this advertisement doesn't have rapid growth and revenue.
换句话说
In other words,
亚马逊的这个国内的零售业务的财务报表就变得不那么好看了。
The financial statements of Amazon's domestic retail business are not very good to look at.
事实上呢
In fact,
在这个表面的欣欣向荣
In this apparent prosperity,
这个敲锣打鼓红旗招展之下
Under this grand and vibrant flag,
它的收入状况一直在恶化。
Its financial situation has been deteriorating.
而并不热衷于开会
and not very enthusiastic about meetings.
偶尔才来公司的贝索斯一下子就抓住了这个线头。
Sometimes, Bezos would suddenly seize the opportunity, even though he only came to the company occasionally.
用这个线头一扯
With this thread,
把所有的遮羞布全部给扯下来了。
Take all the shame covers down.
然后它是逐渐拉紧。
Then it gradually tightened.
随后这个会议不再是庆功宴。
Subsequently, this meeting was no longer a celebration banquet.
而是真正的讨论一件事儿。
Instead, we should have a real discussion about one thing.
为什么是广告业务的增长
Why is the growth of advertising business
掩盖了在线零售业务的停滞
Hiding the stagnation of online retail business
贝索斯自己说过一个道理
Jeff Bezos himself once said a principle
他说他可以忍受一件事情
He said he could tolerate one thing.
比如说一个有潜力的新业务
For example, a promising new business.
头十年是亏损的
The first 10 years were losses.
但是你在增长
But you are growing.
但是你这个零售业务到现在为止早就过那个点了
But your retail business has already passed its peak.
有一些错误已经不可以忍受了
Some errors are unacceptable. Years later,
这场会的一个主角就是那个零售业务的财务总监。
The main character of the meeting was the CFO of the retail business.
叫斯林芬森。
Paul Slinfin.
他后来大概一年多之后
He was probably about a year later.
就离开了亚马逊的核心高管。
Left Amazon's core executives.
去做了艾比营的首席财务官。
I became the CFO of Airbnb.
就当时呢，有些人就说，哎。
Some people at the time said, hey.
说这个事儿就怪你。
Blame it on you.
你这个账没算明白。
You didn't understand the account.
斯蒂芬森说。
Stephenson said.
其实这个事情大家到现在也没完全明白。
Actually, everyone hasn't fully understood this matter yet.
他说贝索斯是对的。
He said Bezos was right.
事实上是我们大伙都忽视了这个核心问题。
In fact, we have all overlooked this core issue.
我们习惯看到了某一项业务的增长。
We are used to seeing the growth of a business.
掩盖了这些真问题。
Concealed these real issues.
但是我们的 CEO 贝索斯同志
However, our CEO Bezos
他一直抓住这个点没有松开
He never let go of this point.
而其他人确实松懈了
And others have indeed become lax.